In this world, if you ask somebody, what are you doing? They will say, I'm doing service. What they mean by that is they're working for a company. But you will see the job or the work in this world, how much it is self-centered. People are ready to slog hard in a company, salute their boss, wag their tail. They're ready to do all that. Provided there is a salary at the end of the month. If the salary is not given, the service will stop. Also, for the extra hours of work done, there has to be incentive. Not only that, after some years of slogging, they hope to become masters by getting promotion. So this is actually a self-serving, hard work for a servant wanting to become the master. You will find this is not only in material life, whether one is a karmi, jnani, yogi, all their service is extremely selfish and self-centered. A karmi performs sacrifices so that he can go to heaven and become a master, like Indra. Or Hiranyakashipu performs such kathor tapasya only to become the master of the universe. Similarly, the yogis want to acquire all kinds of powers to have control and mastership over all living beings. Therefore, you will find all these paths are polluted paths. All of them are categorized as kuyogis. The path of pure devotional service is the only path which is purest of all the paths, where the devotee chants the holy name, longing for eternal servitorship, birth after birth and for all time to come. Mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhaktir ahetuki tvai. Not even the devotee wants to become a servant of the Lord. The devotee wants to become gopi bartuh padakamalayor dasa dasanu das. One is willing to become servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Lord's servants. And this mood of Vaishnava can be observed in all the paramparas. Like you will find, Majjan mana phalamidam madu kaita bhare mat prarthaneya mad anugraha eva tvad. Tvad brithya paricharaka brithya brithya brithyasya brithya itimam smaraloka natha. This is a prayer by Kulashekara where he says, my dear Lord, the fruit of all my devotion service I aspire is seven times he says, I want to be the servant of the servant of your 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 servants, like that he says. So, as you see here, one of the Prabhupada's disciples, Haigriva Prabhu, wrote an article in BTG where he said, generally jnanis, yogis think a spiritualist means he has a long beard, long flowing hair, a mature smile on the face and gravity and masculineness which is associated with achievement and spiritual status. Whereas a Gaudiya Vaishnava, by practice of spirituality, wants to become a manjari or a little girl who is not even a sakhi but assistant, one of the tiny assistants of a sakhi. So when common people hear this, they will be shocked. After so many years of Krishna conscious practice, you just become a little girl, that's all. So he made this point that the aspiration of a Gaudiya Vaishnava is to become an insignificant servant of the Lord eternally with no expectation of any remuneration, but only service as the remuneration. Therefore, one should appreciate the sublimeness of this path of pure devotion service. Unless we recognize this greatest path of Vaishnava culture, then in our chanting of the holy name, how can we appreciate surrender to the Lord and aspiration for service? Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshashtakam, eight verses, the summary of our philosophy that Mahaprabhu gave, very clearly depicts this, that we have no aspiration other than this one aspiration of wanting service eternally. Ayinanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budhau कृपया तव पाद पंकज स्थित धूलि सदृशं विचिन्तय. मेक मी एज वन ऑफ द बिलियंस ऑफ एटम्स, मिलियंस ऑफ सर्वेंट्स एट योर लोटस फीट. आई डोंट वॉन्ट एनी स्पेशलनेस और डिस्टिंक्शन. मेक मी एज वन ऑफ द मिलियंस ऑफ सर्वेंट्स एंड अलो मी टू सर्व यू. स्तोत्र रत्न सेम थिंग यमुनाचार्य सेज, भवन्तमेव अनुचरन् निरन्तरः प्रशांत निःशेष मनोरथान्तरः कदाहमैकान्तिक नित्य किंकरः प्रहर्षयिष्यामि सनाथ जीवितम्. माय डियर लॉर्ड, हैविंग गिवन अप योर सर्विस, आई हैव बिकम लाइक अनाथ ऑर्फन वांडरिंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड, स्ट्रगलिंग एंड सफरिंग, नॉट गेटिंग एनी शेल्टर. लेट मी बिकम लाइक अ डॉग ऑफ अ मास्टर. Let me stay under your lotus feet and get you as my master. Then and I will not be anath anymore, I will become sanath. So the aspiration of a devotee is to get Lord as his swami or accept the servant of the servant of the servant of the servitorship to his eternal master Krishna. And in that relationship, continue loving and serving the Lord for all time to come, doing more and more services. So this should be internalized and aspired for by the devotee who is chanting the holy name. Then chanting can never be a boredom. Rather, chanting can be something that is very enlivening, something that is purifying the heart, something which brings us closer and closer to Krishna's lotus feet. Any other aspiration is kept in the mind, that will only agitate the mind, take the mind away from Krishna's lotus feet. Harinam Prabhu ki.